Hello, everybody. I'm in my art studio, as always, and I was just cleaning up, and I had this thought, you know, we're so hard on ourselves sometimes, especially about unfinished projects or ideas that didn't come to fruition, or just, you know, when you try something and you feel like maybe you just failed. What if, I just had this thought, you know, like, what if that's just the way it's supposed to be? You're not gonna follow every single idea to fruition. You're not gonna follow every single painting to the end. You're not gonna follow every single project to its fulfillment, right? How could we? I mean, if you're anything like me, where you have so many ideas and projects and you're working on like 5 paintings at once, like, you know, I feel like it's just, why do we have this feeling that we have to do every single thing and follow through with every single thing, or else we suck, right? Like, or else it's like, we're not really that ambitious, are we? You know, it's like, can't you just follow through? Can't you just finish what you say you're gonna do? And while, yes, that's important when you're, it's like certain things, you know, but it's, I don't know, I'm just like thinking, like, maybe that's just okay. Maybe that's fine to try things and change your mind. Or, you know, like, why not? Aren't we here in this life experience to just experience? I mean, I always think it's like if it's like a play, like they say it is, and we create the narrative and we are playing the parts, it's like, it's all for fun, essentially. And if you follow it through and you see it till the end and it's amazing, and maybe you write a book and it's freaking awesome, then that's amazing. Celebrate that. That is amazing. It is. Because you did that. You created something. But also, it's amazing too if you create a lot of little things and you just do what you love and you are a happy person, you know, like, and you try things and you decide if you like it and if you don't like it. And it's no judgment either way. It's all good no matter what you decide. I think what matters most is if you're having fun. If you are passionate about what you're doing, if you find meaning and you find peace in what you're doing. And I don't care if you're just scribbling in a notebook or you're doodling on a piece of paper or you are tapping your foot to music and maybe you're not making anything. But if you're feeling good and you are feeling what it is to truly be alive, the reason that we came to this planet, to incarnate as human beings on this planet, you're here to taste it all. You're here to feel it all. You're here to hear it all. You know, you're here to just feel it and taste it and all of that, you know, and it's so beautiful. And the more present you are, the more in gratitude and appreciation that you are in those moments. Who cares if you finish the project? Who cares if you finish the art? You're too busy dancing. You are too busy appreciating. You are too busy just feeling the flow of life just move through you with such profound grace and magic and unspeakable. Just, you can't even put words to these feelings when you are in the flow and you are just receptive and open to the beautiful divine flow of life that's pouring through you. And you don't try to control it and you don't try to stop the flow and you don't try to manipulate it. You just surrender to the flow, and it is so beautiful. And feeling this right now, I just know in the heart of my heart, my heart of my heart, that it's okay that if you don't follow through with every single thing that you set out to do. I have this fabric in front of me, you know, that has my artwork on it, and it was just a sample. And this is actually what sparked this whole episode right now. And it's like, I was going to make journals out of it, right? Which would be so cool. Have my art on journals. Like, what? That's amazing. I haven't done it yet. And this fabric we had printed, like, I don't know, 4 years ago, you know, and it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's bright purple and pink and, you know, has glitter on it. It's beautiful. But I didn't ever make those journals, did I? And I have two choices, you know, can I feel bad about it. I bring myself down. I feel like I'm a failure. That doesn't feel good. So no, I'm not going to choose that. I'm going to look at it and I'm going to appreciate the beauty that it is and the fact that it was an idea and that I followed through partially to just create something. And I did what felt right. And I, you know, eventually, apparently, I changed my mind and I followed my intuition on that as well. And I trust it, you know, I truly feel like I just trust it. I trust the timing of my life. I really just trust the unfolding of my path. And the more I truly feel that deep in my bones and my soul and my heart, I don't judge myself anymore, you know? Like, it's fun. This is fun. We get to live. Are you kidding? We get to dance. Are you kidding? We get to paint. Are you kidding? We get to feel. We get to experience music and feel love and feel passion and feel lust and feel sadness and feel all these things. Are you kidding me? What a blessing. What a blessing. I mean, I'm not even going to joke with you guys. The other day I was in the woods with my music and just like, oh, just dancing and just feeling such amazing energy flowing through me. I literally fell to my knees in the middle of the field, just like prayer hands to the sun, just unbelievably, whew, just I get to live, you know, I get to exist in this beautiful world. Are you kidding? I'm just like, I fell to my knees in that field and I just wept because, you know, those feelings of gratitude that pour through you when you are connected to everything else, it's like nothing else matters in those moments, you know, and they give so much life to us. I feel like so much happens in those little profound, epic moments of connection where nothing else matters. You're not concerned about outcomes. You're not concerned about what you look like. You're not concerned about what other people think. You are just fully dropped in, grounded into this experience. What other, that's like the best gift ever, you know? Oh my gosh. I love you guys. I hope you got something out of this or just it was entertaining in the very least. Actually, you know what? I'm not even gonna try to control the outcome. I just appreciate you guys so much. And I'm so grateful I have this little channel to express myself through. And I'm sitting here looking at these canvases I'm going to start working on. And I'm just so grateful I get to paint. I get to listen to music and look out this beautiful window and just see literal birds flying by. It's just everything is so gorgeous. And you are gorgeous, and I'm gorgeous, and this life is gorgeous, and everything is such a blessing and such a gift. Every single moment, the fact that we woke up today, there's nothing more brilliant than you. You exist. You are a miracle. This life is such a freaking miracle, yo. I love you all. Have a blessed day. I will see you next time.